All right, guys, welcome again, Baruch Hashem. Another shiur from Biyam Darkecha on Elul Tishrei. This idea that's coming up a lot is this idea of renewal and starting over again, obviously on Rosh Hashanah, right now from the last few days of Elul, 25th of Elul, Kafei Elul, we have a time of renewal, the creation of the world, leading up to the sixth day of creation, which is Rosh Hashanah. And the Shabbat after and on the second day. This is the time for renewal, that we need to be coming in with a new energy. And a lot of emphasis needs to be put on renewal and refreshing our Avodat Hashem, our service of Hashem at all times. And this is so essential and so rooted deeply in our nefesh, until Chazal even made a bracha, a whole entire blessing of Shechianu. The bracha on just the essence of life, on renewal of fruits, on buying new clothing. Because even in that renewal, that change in materialism, the change in materialism gives us a feeling of life, of invigoration, of renewal, and even more so when it comes to spirituality. And the reason for this is the Nefesh Elokit, the godly soul, that peace of God from up above, that is constantly the pleasure of Hashem that's renewing and beginning again at all times. And we have to go into this with recognizing that we don't have one set way to serve Hashem. There's a big lack here by a lot of very important people that are close to Hashem, that are working hard, that they have a certain path in the way that they serve Hashem. And they're always trying to get to that point of the best way to serve Hashem. And everything else doesn't count for them. It's not that. If it's not what I want, if it's not the way that I want to serve Hashem, then it's not that way. And this is a big mistake that causes a lot of problems and ruins the taste, the pleasure of serving Hashem. It causes that when a person is not successful like they expect it to be, like they want it to be, then they don't have any sustenance, they don't feel good, they're not satiated from their work, they don't feel like they did enough. If it's a gam gorem leyush, it causes despair. Sometimes it's not possible to get to what you wanted to get. Why is this happening to me? Why is this going on? Causes the main thing that it causes is a lack of life in your service of Hashem. Everything's repeating and going over and over. I'm trying to get to there. I'm not managing to get to there. Therefore, I didn't do enough. I didn't do what I was meant to do. And in a deeper way, there's a feeling that it's not true, it's not real. You feel like maybe now this has nothing to do with me. Maybe now the service is not—it's not upon me right now. This is all I have right now. I don't have anything else. And this is the whole entire problem that we come to, that we don't understand that we can serve Hashem from any form, any way, any situation, whether we're up or whether we're down. And we need to learn that sometimes it's going to be from a place of constriction, and sometimes it's going to be a place of expansion, and you feel it and it's going for you, and sometimes no. And Hashem just is moving you up and down, all tests, and it's all just to see, where's your emunah holding? Are you feeling, whether you are you doing it because you feel, you like the feeling, or are you really there? Are you really loyal to Hashem? Truth is that there's not just one way to serve Hashem. There's a lot of different ways, and there's a lot of different shades, a lot of different colors in the service of Hashem. Person needs to act according to the need of his soul at that very moment. To connect yourself to the service of Hashem, according to what situation you're on in that minute, in that exact moment. And a simple example for this, a person is driving on the street. If he decides, I'm only going to travel this way, only on this road I'll travel, it's clear that he might not get to where he needs to go. It must be, right? It can't be that every single time you want to go out, you only go on that street and you only make that right and that left. You don't want to go any other way. You don't want to go on the highway. You don't want to get off the highway. Only that way that you know, and that's the only way you'll go. So there's going to be times that you're not going to get there. Because there's always differences, there's always changes along the way, there's always detours, there's always construction. The person that's only going to go in one path is not going to get there. You have to slow down and you have to speed up. Sometimes you have to mamash stop. Sometimes you have to go to the right a little bit, sometimes to the left a little bit. Everything according to how the path is going, how the drive is going. And that's the only way you can get there. So we have to live the avodah of Hashem. We have to live our service in Hashem. Ya Torah kedusha hi Torat chayim. Our Torah is the Torah of life. Ve'amatarah pnimit v'zehi, the internal goal that we're trying to get to. La'avin shakol zerak or Hashem yitbarach. It's all the light of Hashem. Ve'en zman u'matzav. There's no such thing as time or situation. Shehu v'torato yu michutz le'inyan. That Hashem and His Torah are outside of what I'm going through. There's no such thing. The Torah is connected to everything that I'm going through at any given time, no matter how I feel, and so is Hashem. There's no such thing that they're separate from what I'm going through right now. Therefore, we have to search out, we have to seek after Hashem. And His Torah, His teachings, and the way to serve Him. In any single situation, whether it's spiritual or physical, no matter both, no matter what it is, what you're going through, whether you're up or down, left, right, you have to go and you have to serve Hashem. But according to where you're feeling at that moment, according to where you're holding at that moment, different ways, we're going to get a little bit deep. The halacha doesn't change, though. It's important to know that the halacha doesn't change. When it comes to pnimiyut, it's a very, very fine idea that we have to be careful with. Halacha does not change, but when it comes to the pnimiyut, when it comes to the service of Hashem that's not written in halacha, the feelings and situations that we're going through, there's no rules. It's clear. Halacha will never change. Halacha is not dependent on how you're feeling. It's not, it's dry. It's this way. This is what you have to do. Halacha does not take into consideration all the time. Sometimes are in certain situations where halacha goes into the mental health of the person. That, but usually halacha is, everybody needs to do this. You have something that's going on by you, by yourself, go speak to a rav, right? But the halacha is very clear. And it doesn't really depend on the situations that the nefesh might be going. Every person needs to try their hardest at any given moment to do what's written in the Torah. Without any connection to what you feel and your emotions. What we're talking about now is the internal aspect of what's going on in Avodat Hashem. We're not talking about now whether you should put on tefillin or not because you don't feel like it. No, you have to do that. Tefillin or not because you don't feel like it. You have to do it. Everyone has to grow and everyone has to do it on their own pace, but you have to do it. You have to accept in your head that the Torah is written and I'm not changing the Torah. When it comes into the internal aspect of how I'm going to feel when I put on tefillin, am I going to be happy and screaming and laughing and so happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and singing and dancing? Or am I just going to have to do it and feel like I need to get through this today? That is what we're talking about. We're not talking about halachot when we come to talk about it. We're talking about these internal ideas that deal with the emotions of the heart. Again, as if, is my tefillah, is my prayer to Hashem going to be slow with tveikut and every single word? Or Maher berikuz ve'esh, or fast with a lot of intention and with a lot of fire. Am I going to be with a burning passion and rocking and praying with all fire, or am I going to be taking my time and contemplating? Am I going to be standing up, or am I going to be sitting down? Am I going to be screaming, or am I going to be quietly saying it to myself? Bishtokikut or bebitul, am I going to be burning passion to Hashem, or am I going to be completely quiet, nullified to Hashem and bitul? V'tzrich limod b'chol davar et gvanav. Every single avodah that we have, Hashem, every mitzvah that we come to do, and there's different ways to do it, there's different shades, there's different paths, and we have to learn the different ways that we can tap into that work. V'gam la'akir et atzmo, you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. Lirot ech yitaber la'avodah lefi matzav nefsho. You have to see, how am I going to connect right now this avodah that I have to do? It's in front of me and I got to do it. I'm here. I feel it. I don't feel it. I have to do it and I'm here and I'm going to. I need to find inside myself, how is it that I'm going to be able to connect right now? ברגע זה, in this moment right now. ובזה ירוויח שלא רק שתמיד יהיה לו מתיקות בעבודה. By way of this, of finding how I'm going to connect to this avodah according to where I am right now. Not only that you will constantly have mitikut, you will always have a sweetness, very fitting for this time of year, a sweetness in the work that you're doing. You're going to have a physical, tangible benefit from every single avodah that you go into. Everything that you're going to go do, if you do it this proper way, that I feel it, I don't feel it, okay, I feel it, that maybe I need to calm down my. And maybe I need to have a little bit more bitul, or maybe I need to ride the wave, and I don't really usually feel it, so I need to go all the way. Whatever it is, you have to do that cheshbon nefesh with yourself when you're doing the avoda, and match it to yourself. And when you match it to yourself, then what happens is, now it's specifically designed for you on your path, how you pick to serve Hashem, and that can only bring you immense benefit that you're gonna be able to sense, you're gonna be able to feel. Then we talk about the shades, the different shades that we have. We're not talking about right now that a person is going to come change how they serve Hashem and everything. If you have a path, you have a path. Not that you come to decide right now, okay, today I'm going to learn the depths of the Torah, and tomorrow I'm just going to learn, I'm going to go over a lot of stuff. One day is going to come and deal with tefillah, with prayer, and with feeling connection to Hashem. One day is going to come deal with halachot and learning and having awe of Hashem. We for sure need an order and a seder, a schedule, and some kind of permanence, some set times that we are strict with, that we keep when we come to serve Hashem. And any work of Hashem that a person begins with, don't let it go. Don't give up until you've acquired it, until you have it. Or at least do it for 2 months. You take upon something, give yourself 2 months in that thing. You're going to try to work on this. You're going to try to do that, whatever it is. You want to work a book, work through a book. You want to start daf yomi, whatever it is. You're trying to do something in your avodat Hashem. Don't give up. At least, if you have to stop, at least push through for 2 months. At least for 2 months. Because a person switches from this work to that work, from one tractate of the Gemara to another tractate, or from one book to another book, you're never going to be able to really say like you're elevating, you're holding, you're carrying your work. You're never really going to be able to say you did it, you went in. Everything that we're trying to acquire in our avodat Hashem, it takes time, it takes patience, there's a process. The person doesn't dwell in that area in that avodah for the time that's needed. You're not going to come to a proper birth of that thing that you're trying to work on. Rather, the intention is within the work that you're holding on to right now in this time that you're going through, whatever it is that you have that's set up every single day, your tefillot, your learning, your brachot, whatever it is, whatever you have set up for you every day, and whatever it is that you're trying to work on top of that, that is that process that you're going to try to acquire, and even if you're going to stop doing it, you're not going to stop until after 2 months. Those things that are constant, that ones that are alakha dry, alakha, you have to do this every day. That's what I have to do, and that's what I'm set up to do. And everything else that I'm working on, within that realm of the service of Hashem, you have to find all the shades. You have to find all the different ways to get through it. Is that same exact book, that same exact tractate, that same exact tefillah, that shacharit, that mincha. One time you can come to it from fire, and one time you can come with no soul at all. Once you want to burn through it more, and sometimes you want to go deeper and maybe focus a little bit more. There's a lot being said right here. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, I usually read this much, but this is quite deep. Let me contemplate on this a little bit more. Everything according to the stage that your nefesh is in right now at any given time. Lastly, you want to find Hashem in everything. A person who becomes habitualized in this way, gets used to doing the service of Hashem like this, to find how do I connect to this Avodat Hashem right now in a way that's going to work for me. I don't really feel like bashing right now. I don't feel like dancing right now. I don't feel like, but maybe I could sing, maybe I could sit, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that, whatever it is. Person that comes and starts to begin to work and serve Hashem like this, to find the ways to connect with the situation that's in front of them from where they're at that given time, then you're going to get used to doing, to serving Hashem from whatever he has. Everything is coming down from Hashem anyway. The more you try to connect your way, but to what Hashem is offering you, then the more you're going to be used to taking what Hashem is offering. You're not fixed to one certain way that if it doesn't go that way, my whole world comes down. When you don't have that way, then you're not able to learn, you're not able to pray, you're not nice to people in the street, now you don't have time for anybody, now you're depressed, now you're down. In every single situation that you're going to go through, you're going to find Hashem Yitbarach in that. Ki avodat Hashem Yitbarach meleya gvanim nifraim. The service of Hashem is filled with tons of colors and shades, wondrous colors. There's burning passion and there's bitul, there's nullification, selflessness. There's feelings of love and there's feelings of ira, of av Hashem. There's menucha, there's rest, and there's amal, there's hard work and effort. Vilarutz, vilatzor, to run and to stop. Lasod, vilimena, to do and to take a step back. All from a place of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's doing everything at any given moment. And whatever he put in front of me, I'm just a vessel. I'm just a pipeline of his light to come out into the world. And if it was in front of me and I have to go through it, which everything I'm going through in my life is Avodat Hashem, then there's a way to get through. Not the best thing to run away from it. I have to feel like, no, right now it's not for me. This is not, you know, maybe I don't need to pray right now. Maybe I don't need to know. You need to do it. You need to do it. You need to try your best to keep the Torah at any given time. And if it's in front of you and you have the opportunity to do it, then you need to find the way how to do it according to what you need at that given moment. It could be one time you want to dance for Hashem, and it could be one time you want to write a song that's sad. It doesn't matter. You have to, there's this dance of colors and of different ways, the paths that we serve Hashem. And this is exactly what we need to do in order to renew our work at any given time and not get stuck in our ways. This is where Rabbi Nachman says, and get old. It's forbidden to get old. We never want to get old. Zat Hashem, we go into Rosh Hashanah, Taf Shin Hey Gimel 5783, with Itchadshut, with renewal, with Ra'anenut, with refreshing Avodat Hashem, to never get stuck in our ways, but to be strict with what we have set up for us already, and what we take upon ourselves to try our best to at least go after it for months to acquire it, and whatever work we have set up for us, take it upon ourselves, we're already holding it. When we come to do it, we're going to feel different situations. The more we get used to finding our way to do it, the more we're going to be willing to accept everything that Hashem brings down to us, and the closer we're going to come with recognition and a relationship with deep with Emuna, practicality, living with Hashem in any given moment. Amen.